KEH, LAX Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
K8LDF, K8RVP.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FSG, monitoring.
Attention monitoring, this is November 8 with Charlie Bravo.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA FTS monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NAWCB,
A8YNU, good evening, this is NAWCB. You said you were doing radio today, 911. How was the day today?
How's your day?
I had a good day today. Went to the bank for a minute. I'm going to go back. I got a meeting with them tomorrow just to talk about a few things with Mom and I and such. But other than that, it's not been too bad. But didn't catch the first part of your transmission, how things went at work today.
Yeah, sorry about that. When I went to key up, the radio shut off on me. I was like, wait a minute here. But I guess the plug wiggled loose. So now I'm good. But it was good. We were busy, but I guess we maintained. So I guess that's all that matters. Glad it's over with, and now I got a day off.
Yes, I agree with you on that. You're headed home, and as long as you've maintained today, got the calls out, everybody who is going home, that's all that counts. So I'm happy for you in that way. I'm glad things worked out. You got a day off tomorrow, and those things happen. I've had it happen on this one. Where the plug comes undone, or something happens, you got to reboot or go back into it. So definitely get you in that one.
Yeah. Well, I usually put the radio, like I'll put an HD down in that little slot, and sometimes if I put it in that little cubby there, it'll pull the cord just a little bit, and it's hanging there just enough to have it, and then, you know, if it wiggles, then it shuts it off. So I try not to put the HD in there, but sometimes it's just a good place for it to go, so.
Yeah, just working on those logistical issues there. You haven't had the radio for a while, for very long, and trying to get the logistics worked out. But I'm sure in time everything, it falls in place.
Yeah. I'll have to send you one of those mounts, because there's ones that literally they're just little hangers and they hang right into the cup holder, and they just sit right into your cup holder, and then you take the mounting bracket and screw the mounting bracket to it, and uh, it
you know, when you want to remove it from the car, you just take it, you know, take it right out of the cup holder, and it's good to go. And then when you want it back in the car or whatever, you just, you know, just put it right back in the hanger in the cup holder there. That sounds kind of handy. I'd be interested, definitely. Like I say, I'm considering, like I say, probably will put that extra mobile radio in the car. I think they think that would be good. And like I say, I can either take it out or you know, at least disconnect it and but have it available if need be. And you know, I always use it as a field radio as well.
Yeah. I'm almost wondering, Mike could print out one of them hangers. I'd buy him the you know, the little plastic or whatever that stuff is, the resin that uses the print. I'm almost wondering if he could print one out from his printer and do it up.
That's very possible. I don't know too much about 3D printers, but yeah, this is possible. And in fact, it's possible. I have a microphone hanger too hanging around. I think I still have that. I think I have that old realistic CD in the garage. I think I might have a hanger there with it.
Well, if not, I've got one of them little fork hangers, and I've also got some extra, my mind is drawing a blank, I'm sorry, an extra Velcro band strip there, and like I said, what I did with my microphone hanger is I just cut it in half and put the band strip on the hanger and stuck it right to the dash, and it won't even hurt it, so.
Yeah, definitely, you know, definitely keeps from, you know, drilling holes or, you know, damaging the dash, you know, once if you take it apart or sell the car or whatever, at least that's kind of a clever idea to be able to do that. That sounds neat.
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to skin a cat. You just have to be creative and work around things. So, I'll do some looking there. Like I said, I've got a couple extra hangers there. Well, you know, they're mic hangers for you. So I'll look for those and then grab you an extra command strip for you.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate it. That'll work out well, you know, for mounting purposes and that, kind of keep it cleaned up and, you know where it's at. There might have been a station breaking in. I'm not sure. If so, go ahead and jump on in there. NAWCB.
Hello, David. This is KFA-FTS.
Hi, Dave. Good evening to you. We got the Dave. The Dave's three here. How are you doing there this evening? I heard you weren't feeling well Sunday. How's things going?
Well, thank you for asking. I was, I got the epizooty or something. I have upper respiratory issues ever since I had COVID, and I got into something, but I was just coughing so much I couldn't have led to singing. So I had asked Aaron Dietrich there if he would do that.
Ah, okay, sounds great there. Yeah, it was a good service on Sunday there for Jeremy Priest. Good service, good special music. So, but we missed you Sunday, and Hope you're feeling better. I'm going to switch it back around to K8YNU, and then we'll circle back around there. K8YNQ, go ahead. NAWCV.
K8YNQ. Good evening, Dave. Glad to hear you on the radio. Glad you're doing better and on the mend there. I know a lot of the cold and nonsense flu is going around, so glad you're doing better there. Over to you there, Dave.
Yeah, well, you know, better life through chemistry, I suppose. Better health through chemistry is what they say. But I've been, you know, kind of sitting around the house here and giving me a chance to study up on my DMR. I ended up getting my DMR number.
Hey, that sounds good. That sounds good. At least you're going forward with that and got the process started. Pretty soon there, you'll be able to get on the DMR side as well. Happy for you in that way. Back over to K8YNU.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry, my radio cut out there a little bit. I was under a power line that didn't like me, or I just in a dead spot there on the road. But and did I hear right that you said you're looking into GMR?
Yes. I actually bought a CM32UV from Baofeng, and I figured out how to program the analog side, but I'm clueless on the DMR. That's really clueless. I'll be looking for guidance on that one, that's for sure. Back to you, K8YNU.
Okay, yeah, not a problem there, Jake. We can definitely help you out with that. Sometimes it looks tricky, seems tricky, but it's not. It's pretty straightforward once you get to doing it. It'll come together. You'll be a pro. Over to any company.
Yeah, that's it. Getting around cold slugs and other verbiage and things that normally is, not with with the analog system, but like I say, once you're able to get that, you'll be a pro with it. Back over to you there, FGS, NAWCB in the group.
I definitely hope so. I have an Anytone 578 UV3+, and I've been able to, and that requires the code plug. Well, my Baofeng handheld, my 18, I was able to, I found a code plug, on Chirp that worked for that radio. But that DM32 UV, the DMR analog dual band, that there is no chirp for that one. So you download, called the CPF, it's proprietary from Baofeng, and it worked. I thought it was easier than the chirp, actually. But not knowing anything about DMR, I threw, 28 or 30 channels on there, all the repeaters that we use, and the NOAA channel, NOAA frequencies, and, some of the other calling frequencies and what have you. So, I'm excited about it. And the people that I've been talking to tell me it sounds quite clear, very good, strong signal. So that's my handle there, finding good signal, of course. Back to you, NAWCV.
Yes, that'll be good, Dave. Like you say, you'll get that down, and you know, it's just a step at a time. You know, whether it's, you know, getting into your into the DMR or getting it programmed or, you know, getting your antenna set up, just kind of systematic, just figuring things out, working through it, and just definitely sounding good, sounding encouraging there. Happy for you in that way. Over to you, KYAG.
Yeah, for sure. You know, lots learned, but definitely worth having, and it's nice because with DMR, with the Central Michigan program, system, it's very robust. I mean, you can use it pretty much anywhere, and you're going to get a signal, unlike analog. You know, if you're in the middle of a store, you may or may not get out, where, you know, DMR, you're almost guaranteed to get out. So it's nice. It really is. I like it, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to learn. Over to you there, Dave.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you, Steph. I did, it's my big accomplishment over the past weekend, as far as radios, was I got a station set up. I had an office workspace in the lower level of our home, and I got rid of a couple of the monitors. You know, I had multiple monitors and all this, so I got my station set up. I'll show you a picture. We have a meeting in person Thursday. Is that correct? Back to you.
That is correct there, Dave. We do, and definitely looking forward to seeing that picture there. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat to see everybody set up and different steps and different radios and stuff like that. Pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. Over to you there, Annie, WCP.
Yes, it's nice to see how Shaq evolves there. You start out and minimal stuff, and you get kind of organized and get things together. It is neat. It's always a work in progress, refining things, newer radio. Newer antenna, more antennas, coax, a lot of stuff that you can add to the shack there. So I'd definitely be interested in seeing it as well. Back over to you, FTS, NAWCB.
Yeah, well, thank you. I had a little component. You know, I got a 30 amp power supply. And I got my Anytone radio, and then I had, and I realized when I first got the Anytone radio, I hooked it up in the truck, and I realized there was way more to it than I ever dreamt. I figured I'd be warming my hands over the tubes while I, adjusted the plate and whatnot, but it's not like that anymore. It's all this digital stuff, and I got so much functionality in a little tiny box. So it requires your computer. So I'm gonna be excited to put that one in the truck. I may just keep using the HTs in the truck and use this one here as a base. But I got that, the power supply, and I got that radio, and then, the Baofeng radios are so inexpensive. I bought one, and then I got made that. That's my mobile, and got that all squared away and figured out, and all manually. And then finally learned got a hold of that chirp. And then I was at the meeting here, I think last month, and I forget who I was sitting with. It was a fellow that had one of those CM32s. And you guys had been talking about how the county was wondering if we did, DMR. So I figured, well, I might as well go ahead and buy one. Well, and learn it and figure it out while I could, while I had some time.
you know, here, you know, before the warm weather comes. And I'm still trying to work on this, that 100 class and the 200 class from FEMA, but they're shut down. I couldn't take the test. So now I've forgotten everything.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, we have break for time there. Yeah, back to you, KAYNU.
Yeah, them FEMA classes, once they get back up, you'll be fine. They're open book, too, so, I mean, don't fret about having to study everything and having to memorize it. They're open book, so, you know, feel free to, you know, to do that. And we understand, you know, with the site's down, so, you know, you obviously can't take it unless it's open. And so we're not too worried about that, for sure. But when it does, you know, eventually. But right now, it is what it is. But yeah, good stuff. I'm glad to hear. Glad to hear that things are going well, and it's just exciting to see the group grow, and exciting to see new guys there, and guys that have been in ham radio get back into ham radio, and a lot of awesome things, a lot of cool things that are going on in the group. I've definitely enjoyed this. But, well, guys, I am home, so I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and relax for the evening. But I appreciate getting to talk to you both, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
All right, we'll see you later. We'll talk again, I'm sure. It will be at some point. You have a good evening. KAYNU. This is KF8FGS. Back to NAWTB.
NAWTB. Yeah, sounds good there, David. Glad, like I said, glad you got a day off there tomorrow. Let you head on in and tell the family hello. And like I said, good talking with you both there. Like I say, enjoy your day off. If you need anything, too, let me know there. 70 degrees and 88 to you and the family, son, and we'll talk to you down the page. NAWCV, let's go back over to 88YMU and then back over to FGM.
Sounds good. Dave, you have a good night. We'll talk here down the line, and see you at the meeting. And yeah, good chat with you tonight there as well. I appreciate you. You know, same goes for you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll definitely talk to you here down the line, and hopefully see you at the meeting or see you here sometime this week. But enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here later. Yeah, 73's to you, and 88's to you, and you guys have a good night. This is KAYNU.
Back over to you there, Dave, KF8FTS, NAWCB.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise this morning. I got up and went outside about 7 o'clock, and man, it was cold. There was no breeze, no wind going. But I was really surprised.
Yeah, that's the truth. Especially with some of the warmer weather we've had, you know, dropping down 30, 40 degrees. It's definitely a shock to the system. Hopefully this doesn't stay around very long. At least I hear it isn't. Man alive, I've definitely had the below freezing temperatures. Definitely looking for the warm up there. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, well, it was 30 degrees on Sunday, and then and it warmed up to 60, and then it shot, you know, it was nice yesterday, and then, as you say, it dropped 30 and 40 degrees in no time. Maybe that's why I'm sick. Actually, I just worked too hard, I think. I remodeled the bathrooms a little bit. I put in a new tub faucet and a new tub enclosure wall, and I had re-glazed the bathtub. It was a cast iron tub, so I just needed some work. So I didn't want to change the whole tub. It was just a nice cast iron tub, so I just it had been refinished or re-glazed before. So I got a little wire brush, wire wheel, and cleaned off all the chipped pieces, and ground it down smooth, and primered it, and painted it with this special kind of paint that they make just for that. So that was pretty cool. I think the fumes got to me, and it sparked up my COPD to the point where I just irritated my lungs so much. I should have known better. KFA-FGS, back to you, NAWCB.
Yeah, that probably is the case, especially if you got respiratory problems. I'm sure that stuff probably get a good whiff of that. I'm sure that'll aggravate it there. I can remember as a kid working on cars, bondoing cars, the dust, the smell of that, and it just really, really irritated my lungs and that. So I can kind of understand in a way. I've got to be careful myself with asthma today. Painting indoors or strong paint or anything like that, it definitely can get to you there. And like I say, the weather, just the up and down, the barometer going up and down the way it is, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm just starting to understand the condition I have with my lungs. I had the Fauci flu, back in Thanksgiving of 21. I was 10 days in the hospital and pure oxygen therapy and came home with oxygen and what have you. And it has gotten a little worse. It seems like I get bronchitis real easy, I guess, is the way to say it. But we got all these medications and this and that. But all that aside, I do have a question for you. I have this their repeater monitor up on my computer here, and I see a timer where it's ticking off the seconds as you speak, and each time you see up, is there a certain time limit you're supposed to limit your conversation to a certain time? Because I've heard people use the term to break for time. Back to you, Dave.
NAWCB, yeah, some of the repeaters have timers on them, and some are 60 seconds or 90 seconds. I'm not exactly sure on this specific machine, but also your Baofeng, if you're using a Baofeng or even some of your other radios, will have your own timer set in it, and so it will time out your transmission. It might not time out the repeater, but it might time your transmission out from your radio, and it's something that you would be able to adjust manually. But like I say, the repeaters as well. Again, I'm not sure the length of time this specific repeater is. Obviously, if you're monitoring that, how long you could probably kind of get an idea of how long someone's transmission is. Back to you.
KF8FGS. Yeah, it seemed like 2 minutes, I think, was the number that I noticed. It was like minute 58 and everything was fine. Now, the question, when we're talking on this repeater, since we're hooked up to this network, is everybody hearing it from all these other repeaters? That's easy.
Yes, if we're connected to the system, whatever is on, you know, if they're connected in with us, they will be able to hear our QSO. They will be able to join in with us. Potentially we could, talk to someone, say, from one at North Branch or Lapeer that's on here, or up north or further. They would definitely be able to monitor QSO here. So it would go across the network.
All right, I get it. I happened to be up at, last week. I was up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I turned on the radio just to see, and I threw out my call to this repeater. And lo and behold, a guy out in DeWitt, Michigan, North Atlantic, just a little bit, Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo, Danny McDonald. We had a QSO for an hour. And then Joe, for ZYQ, he piped in for a minute or two. And then a couple other guys, KALH, Al, he piped in. So it was kind of neat talking to the fellas, and not just locally here, but to somebody halfway across the state. KFGS.
Yes, it is really neat. Again, with this, the 2 meter system here where we're on right now, but as well the 440 system, the 70 centimeter, we've got set up as well throughout the state, and again, it's good system that way. It's where we was. Communicate, but also hear the MICON, the National Weather Service net control that comes across. So, and again, the DMR system too. We can talk, again, throughout the state. We can talk to people up north in Grand Rapids, and yeah, it's really cool. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, the more I learn about it, the more I know that there's more I need to learn. It's like, Dave was talking about, the digital and this and that. Well, in the past month, I signed up on 2RZ. I got WinLink set up. I got EchoLink set up. I got into the CHIRP and programmed a couple of HTs, then got the program from Baofeng to program the digital HTs, and my head is spinning. I'm telling you, my head is spinning. I don't mind telling, saying that. There's so much to learn, and I tend to, I thrive on knowledge, I think. There's always, whenever I got involved with something, like, it wasn't just dip your toe in. It was, go head first and join three clubs, that sort of thing. I won't be doing that, but definitely go, I'm head first into the pool every time. Back to you, NAWCD.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting indoctrinated into all these various modes of communication. And I think, I think that's great. And again, it's something that, the WinLink is something that definitely very relevant, very useful, but all the other modes as well. And again, it's one of those things where you can use them all, or you might say, I really like this mode the best, or these modes or whatever, and run with it. But at least, like I say, you got the knowledge of it, and going forward, I think that's great. I think you're doing really well, and just enjoy it, take it, just absorb what you can with it. A lot of folks out there, and I know, will be definitely willing to help you out there and answer any questions you have. Back over to you, Dave, NAWCD.
Yeah, well, part of what I like doing is making things, building things. And so I built it. You heard about my shovel handle J-pole that I'm talking on right now. And I did get some plans from a guy named Vladimir, who I met over at the Hazel Park group at that club, and for a collinear, like a super J-pole. So, and it's, you know, I got the material sitting in the barn, so I might as well, make an antenna. And I have a brother that makes antennas. He makes a lot of television antennas, and for digital TVs and things like that, and, out of just, you know, bare copper wire and making certain shapes. And so, I'm looking forward to doing it. I guess one thing I did learn, though, the coax for VHF and UHF is not cheap. I did learn that. KFGS, back to you.
Yeah, that's for certain. It's definitely not cheap there, but again, it's important to get that. To have good quality coax, that you won't, you know, it won't be any signal loss there for you. And but that's good. I'm glad. I've heard of Vladimir, and I'm sure he'll, you know, he'll steer you in the right direction there with your antennas there. And again, that's, you know, again, that's part of the hobby. And, you know, that's you know, tinkering with it, whether it's building. You know, radio or antennas. I know Mike and ATZ, he's into building antennas. Joy's doing that, and again, that's just part of the hobby. So I think that's important. And as you grow with you know, you're catching up there with the technologies and such, you're going to be right in there. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. Well, I think I'm going to need. I'm starting to feel a bit puny. So you wouldn't think that I would feel puny, but I'm needing something to eat. So I'm going to go rustle up some dinner. It's been real good talking with you. Sorry I missed you Sunday, I was supposed to sing with that choir group that sang. I was going to sing bass with Jeremy. So hopefully it turned out okay. But again, this is KFGS, finding good signal, and I'll hang on and go after your final, Dave, then I'm going to clear.
KFGS signed. Yeah, Dave, it was a good special. I enjoyed it very much. Missed you there at church, but understand, definitely want you to get well and you take care of yourself, but yeah, I enjoyed talking with you there. Glad you jumped in there. I'm sure David and I both, you know, we both enjoyed talking with you tonight. And you know, feel free, you know, to jump in there. Good to talk with you. But we'll let you head to get something to eat. I think I'm going to head that way as well. 73. So you have a good evening. Take care of yourself. NAWCD is clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWJL, KF8ATC. All right, no copy. KF8ATC, we're moderate.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Circuit? Yeah, she checks in from time to time looking for info to link with your office. She's real good with linking.
So you think this guy ties into your Monday now?
Well, it depends how you got it.
Well,
not from your next to me.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KCPT. This is KCPT. You are listening. This is KCPT. Clear listening. KC8CPT, A1 listen on frequency. KC8CPT, clear listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.